Pearl, and that's why you're here today, because we want to hear people that are running for office and hear what they have to say so we can make a decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great segue, honestly. Charlie, the things that you guys are talking about here are the exact reason why local politics is so important. And so I'm the director of an organization called Branson U. Most people haven't heard of us because we don't try to get heard of. We just try to get information out to the Branson public about our local candidates. And local politics can get messy sometimes, and we are trying our best to get the mess out of it, to get all of the drama out of the way, and just say, hey, these are our neighbors running to represent their neighbors. Let's learn who these people are. Let's get to know what they stand for. What are their goals if they're elected? Let's have a conversation. And no offense, Keith, but if they don't agree with you, you don't have to have coffee with them at the Branson Cafe, but you sure enough could.
But I don't want to burn their house down or nothing like that.
No, probably not.
No. How did you get interested in politics? Where did that come from?
So, it kind of, Branson U started in 2020. Personally, I've been interested in politics since way before that. But 2020 obviously was a pretty dramatic time in our community for a lot of different reasons. But the biggest thing that I took away from that experience was not anything to do with the events of the time, but more so, I was really impressed by how helpless people felt during that time. I was one of a few who went down and actually spoke at City Hall, because there were some things that were very important to me being discussed. And after that experience, I was approached by so many people in person, in Facebook comments, people calling me on the phone, saying things like, I didn't even know you could speak at City Hall. How did you do that? And what really struck me is people coming to me saying, where is City Hall? And I just got to thinking, you know, this is so wrong. Branson is a small community, and we don't act like it. We're really great at focusing on our tourists, and we've forgotten to focus on our neighbors. And so a bunch of people got together and said, what can we do to make this better? And that's how Branson U was founded.
So what you do is every year you have a time when all the candidates for all offices, is that all offices in our county?
We do focus pretty specifically on municipal issues. So this year, obviously, we've got city council members on the ballot. We've got school board members on the ballot. Last year, we had a mayoral election. We won't do that again until next year. But we do focus a lot on those local candidates and really trying to get information out to the public so that I like to say we want to help them vote for more than a yard sign.
Now, if Charlie and I were running, he's one side of the issue and I'm on the other side, they're both going to be involved with your organization. You're going to be involved with them to get the information on both candidates out so that the public, it's not a partisan organization. Right?
It is a very nonpartisan organization, Keith. Branson U doesn't have an opinion. Branson U reaches out to all the candidates once the filing period has closed. We invite them to our candidate forum, which is coming up here this Saturday. We invite them to participate in that. That's going to be a live Q&A with all of the candidates who are willing or able to participate.
And tell us where that's at, please.
Yes, sir. That is going to be at the Hughes Brothers Theater.
Good.
At 10 a.m., there's no charge for admission. We just want folks to come on out, bring your neighbors. And what's really cool about this event, Charlie, is that the Branson public actually submits all of the questions that we'll be asking the candidates.
Let me tell you why that's important for me. You said yard signs. I read them. And I got to tell you, I don't know. I do not know. And unless you're sitting down here at the round table on the radio station or meet them in public, and I can't always take what somebody else tells me because you don't always get the
facts.
Thank you very much.
Nor do you get the true picture. There may be somebody that they talk about with you, and they leave out some very important details about how that person feels or what that person has said to kind of convince you that he or she is a good candidate. We need to find out from the source, and Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hughes, the people will be there. And it's important. If you think school board's not important, you think the other offices are not important, then we're sadly mistaken.
So let's stay on track for what you just said, school board. For example, I've got a great-grandson, pretty young, not quite two yet, or right at it. And then I have another grandson in the Branson School, a grandson in the Branson School District who's 10. Well, I would like to ask a question that if you send it to somebody, it says, what is your take on sex education in school? I'd like to hear their opinion. I don't want to hear it from my neighbor. I want to hear it from them. And you're going to have questions like that where we can hear from them, give the statement publicly.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I'm seeing the questions come in from the public, submitting their questions via email in the last couple of weeks, you can tell that school board actually is important to a lot of people. A lot of people have some very specific questions, some of them similar to what you just said, that people are just really concerned about the future of our kids, because we realize that the future of our kids is the future of Branson.
You know, if somebody had a question, like Charlie had that question, very mm-hmm. specific for that office, how does he submit that?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You can email us, and that would be info@BransonU, that's the letter U, .org. Otherwise, you can also find Branson U on Facebook and just send us a message there. We do encourage people to submit their questions, but we will not allow questions to be posted publicly like a Facebook comment, because the important thing about this event is none of the candidates have access to those questions in advance.
You know, I think you're onto something.
I think that's a good thing.
Not going to allow live questions right off the cuff?
No.
You know, I tell you what, that is so smart.
Will there be an opportunity if I walk in and I haven't heard what you've just said or whatever, and I have a question, can I submit it there, or do they have to be submitted prior to?
All questions do have to be submitted in advance.
I think that's so smart, Keith.
Well, sure.
You know, I've watched these things. They just deteriorate,
oh,
Keith.
Oh, yeah. Somebody gets up and they don't ask a question, but they'll talk for 20 minutes about their view to you as the candidate and tell
yep.
you why you should answer the way they think
yeah.
that you should answer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the question is simple, like you just said. What's your view on sex education being given to my kids at school? Period.
Yeah.
Now, the candidate, answer that question. Will all candidates, let's say, and I don't know how many there are, let's say there's four candidates running for school board. Will all four of those candidates answer that question? They're not specifically to, okay, candidate A, you answer this.
It'll depend on how the questions are phrased when they're submitted to us. If somebody submits a question that's directed at a specific
good
candidate,
point.
We will allow that and we will make that specification. Otherwise, we will allow all of the questions to all of the candidates to answer a question that's more of a topical.
Typically, how long does this event, you've done it before, so how long does it go?
Yeah, it ranges between 90 minutes and 2 hours. I mean, we're always done and out of there by 2 hours, and we take a break for intermissions. Hughes are running concessions for us, so you can grab a cup of coffee or a snack when you get there first thing in the morning. It's really just a really, honestly, a fun community event, and it's a chance to not only hear the answers to those questions from the stage, but you know, if you get there early or during the intermission, you have a really great chance to actually get to meet those candidates and have a short conversation with them. You can exchange numbers. A lot of these candidates are really excited to sit down with folks and get to know them better, because we tend to villainize anyone we don't agree with automatically. But most of these candidates, if you take even 1 minute to talk with them in person, you'll find out, hey, even if we do disagree, this person honestly wants to represent their neighbors.
At some of these that I have known about, they'll have tables for the individual candidates. So you can go and say, oh, I want to meet Charlie because he's running for school board. And he'll give you information about his you know, what he wants and his brochures and stuff. Are you going to have that at this one or no?
We don't really have the space to put up tables for all of the candidates, but we do encourage the candidates to bring any literature that they want. You'll see at the beginning of the event, all of the candidates are walking up and down the aisles handing out their little card or their brochure or whatever. And then a lot of the candidates usually have a bunch of yard signs out in their truck. If you want to support that candidate and take one home for your yard or whatever, that opportunity is definitely not discouraged.
You know what? I love the fact of getting down to the point. Let's just cut through the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I love this format because you can listen. Now, you might not agree with their answer, but I don't want to get into a debate between you as a citizen, one person against the candidate. Listen to their process. Listen to their thoughts. Then make a decision, Keith.
Sure. Absolutely. And if a you're sitting there and a candidate's talking and your question has not been answered, they've already told you you need to pre-submit them, you can go up to them out later and say, you know what? You were talking about blah, blah, blah. I want to ask you.
Absolutely. Now, example, which would have been good. One of the things on the ballot in the last year was the library deal. And we did our best on our program to bring both sides of the issues together. Then you could make a decision. Keith and I failed on our side of the venture because we thought there were some things that could have been a little bit different. But there are people in the community. That's what people voted for. Now, how do we handle it the best way possible?
Yeah, that's one of those things, Charlie, where it was a surprisingly controversial issue. And so there was information available on both sides of the aisle, and it seemed to me like both sides of the issue actually formulated their information campaigns kind of at the last minute. All of a sudden, we saw signs around town that we didn't understand, and then there was counter signs to try and change the narrative, and then there was the vote, you know, and it all went down in about 2 or 3 weeks, it felt like.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you. I don't think there was information one side or the other side, and you either believed one way or the other, Keith, but that's why we vote, Keith.
That's exactly right.
That's why you keep a Donald Trump on the ballot in Colorado.
Yep.
So you can vote whether you like him or not.
Yep.
And in Branson, might be an alderman race, and you might like him or not. That's why we vote, Pearl.
That's the thing. If something goes down and you don't like that decision, you don't agree with that decision, then do your research, get it back on the ballot the next time you can, and see if you can change that. Because it's still America, Charlie. We have that opportunity to change that. We have the opportunity to continue to make our voice heard.
I have a little suggestion for you and Keith.
All right.
See how y'all
all
do
right.
this. We're in a discussion, and we could probably pick a topic that we'd be on opposite sides of the fence. I'm not sure we could find very many like that because I think that our mainline thinking is probably about the same. But I'll just be an example, Keith.
All right.
Then afterwards, you say to me, Charlie, did you vote? And I look at you and I'm, well, I didn't have time. And
nah, it's too far for me to drive.
Then wait a minute, Keith. What do you need to say to me?
I'm saying to you, get involved. This affects
you. No,
that's
what you're saying to me.
I'm saying to you, if you're not going to step up and vote, then keep your mouth shut.
Exactly right. That's what Keith was saying.
I've heard a lot of times people say, well, I'm going to vote because if I don't, I can't complain. And you know,
that's
true.
Really,
if you don't vote, you can't complain.
That really is true. I saw something really weird when I first came to Springfield. They didn't have cable TV. And so they put on the ballot, should we have cable TV? And they voted no. The next time, it was on again, no. And the third time, it got yes. And they never put it back on the ballot again. Why does that happen? It's just weird.
Keith, I don't know that answer, Keith.
Do
we have cable in Springfield?
Now they do, yeah.
So apparently it worked.
Well, but what if I still wanted it not to be no?
Well, you lost, okay?
Well,
I couldn't put it back on the ballot.
The thing with that, then, is that you would have to get as much money as the cable TV company to get it back on the ballot.
Good point.
Probably true.
All right, let's talk about the time, the place, the where's, the why's, the how's. Go, Keith.
All right, go. It's 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Hughes. It is absolutely free, and it's BransonU.org is the website. If you have a question and you need to send that question. Is there a cutoff time? I mean, do we have to do that before midnight or something Friday? Or
cutoff is actually going to be tomorrow afternoon because we need time to comb through those questions, make sure there's no duplicates, make sure they're all clearly phrased and all that.
info@bransonu.org.
You got it.
Correct? Okay. And do you do these candidate forums before each election how many times a year will you do them? Because we have elections coming up, April and then August and then November, right?
We always do it before the April election. If there's enough interest, we are willing to do a primary forum in August. National, we don't really pursue the November election because by then people have already made up their minds.
Right. Pretty much.
Well, I like what you've said because in this particular county, as we've learned, once the primary is over, the election is pretty well over.
Yep.
Right. Pearl, I want to take a break and say thank you very much for coming. Then I want to ask Keith a question.
Okay. All right. What's my question?
Well, I would like to know what happened on this date, 1941.
On this date, 1941, they were still probably reeling from the December 7th. Invasion of Pearl Harbor.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Pearl, what I wanted to know, where are you from? We got some time here, and we know Keith knows the event. When's the event, Keith?
The event's Saturday.
Where's it at?
It's at the Hughes Brothers, and it's free. Come on there. You can get a cup of coffee at their concession stand and what have you, and come.
And listen to the answers and spread the right word.
How many candidates are going to be on the program at this point?
At this point, I'm expecting 6 out of 8.
Good. Okay.
And those are school board and aldermen.
Yes, sir.
Good, very. Right. So, Pearl, where are you from?
I grew up in Minnesota and moved down to Branson about 12 years ago.
Wait a minute.
Minnesota.
The land of many lakes.
Okay. Yeah. What got you to Branson? What was the attraction?
Car.
It was actually a van, Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got that one. Could have been a train.
It wasn't a huge attraction, honestly. It was just a new chapter in life for my family, and I moved down here with my folks and all my siblings, and
here we are.
Was just the door that God opened for us.
Okay. Well, that's good. And your involvement in politics, did it start up there or start here?
Oh, it definitely started here.
Okay.
I wasn't involved in anything up there. I grew up actually as a musician, so we had a family bluegrass band, traveled all over the country. I play harmonica. Yep. So when you travel all over the country full time, you don't get very involved locally.
Right.
But that's one thing that I've really enjoyed. Our band is... since retired, we're no longer performing together.
Do you use the neck thing for the harmonica?
Used
one of those?
I've never used one of those. I always hold it with my hands.
One of those that can play two harmonicas?
I can play the harmonica.
I had one song, Keith, because the harmonica, I don't know if you're very familiar with music, but it's a diatonic instrument, okay?
Right.
So we're kind of limited in what we can do as far as different chords go.
Did you ever see a guy? There used to be a guy in town, Mike. I used him at the studio several times for harmonica stuff.
Okay.
He'd come in with his case, open it up, and there's all these harmonicas because they're all different.
Exactly. They're all different keys.
Different keys.
Well, we took an old Billie Holiday song. You know, Billie Holiday was jazz.
Yep.
Jazz is not super easy for a diatonic instrument.
Nope.
And I did on that song, just to accommodate the chord progression, I used 4 different harmonicas, constantly switching them out throughout the song. And it was always a challenge.
Let me tell you something.
Fun instrument because almost anybody can play it. You could probably play it.
I was at Cox Hospital not long ago, and they did that. What did you call that? Diatonic.
It's not a medical procedure.
Different test, right?
Yeah, different test.
No, I had a harmonica when I was very, very young. My dad loved that, and he gave me one. If I can remember the name, it was a Marine Band.
Yep.
I see, Keith.
How about that?
Now, let me tell you something, Pearl.
Buddy.
You don't realize who you're sitting in the presence of. Let me just share this with you.
All right.
When I moved to this community, I found out that you can do one of two things. You can either work in a theater or you can work in a hotel. Right, Keith? There's a lot of things.
Or a restaurant.
But not Keith. Keith is a blind man. He's blind as a bat. I'll tell you that right now. You can put headlights on his nose. He doesn't see anything.
Nope.
He's fooling some of us. This man is a history of the music industry. He owned one of the top, if not the top, recording studios in Branson for years. Mr. O'Neill, share with Pearl what you did.
Well, it was Caravelle over on Fall Creek that is now a cement pad, but we had two Grammy final nominated albums. You would understand this from the Dillards that we recorded there, which is bluegrass and that kind of thing. We recorded Andy Williams, Glenn Campbell, Kenny Rogers, and all of them. We had a great time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the people, enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
I started playing drums when I was 8 years old out in California, so music's always been a part of my family.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Now, I could take you to Keith, and I could tell you that I think you're pretty good. I'd like to help represent you, and I wanted Keith to help me. Keith, what would you tell Pearl?
What is the budget on this act, Charlie?
Well, we haven't talked much about budget, Keith. But we'd like you to help us.
Does really want to do this? Because you got to be eat up in the belly. You know what I'm talking about. You got to really want to do it. And then, how much talent does this person have? And you got to be honest about that. Because every mom thinks her kid's going to be the next Grammy winner.
Aren't they?
No. Keith and I have said at shows together, and people probably laugh at us because we're talking to each other.
Oh,
we lean over and say something like, Keith, they don't have a prayer.
No.
We just say it quietly.
Yes, quietly.
We got a forum coming up. Keith, tell me about it.
All right, it's at 10 o'clock this Saturday at the Hughes. Six of the eight candidates that will be on your ballot in April will be there to answer pre-submitted questions. And the pre-submitted questions are not from a panel of people that want to just ask questions on one side of the aisle. They are from you. And you can submit your question before tomorrow afternoon at info@BransonU.org. And they'll go through those questions, separate the duplicates, and Saturday morning they'll ask them. And each candidate will be given opportunity to talk. How did they do?
Sounds about right to me.
Sounds good to me. Pearl, I want you to do me a favor. You look across the studio at a man who's having his 80th birthday today.
80 years. My goodness.
Isn't that the same as 80th birthday?
Yeah. I just marveled.
What did you think I said?
I just marveled in that 80 years.
I want you to listen closely to this little skit that I'm going to do. Hang on a second.
Okay. No problem. He'll get it together here in just a second, and we'll play
now,
it for you.
Are you old enough to remember the Three Stooges?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what. Curly, Moe, you got them all, Keith?
Moley.
Moley, Curly, and Toley.
Yeah.
Herb, I want you to listen in your headset very closely to this because it's a little bit of visual, but you'll hear it very, very well. Okay. Listen closely to this. This is for you.
This is you, Herb.
I'm going to wait to get his headset on because you got to listen close. Here, everybody.
Listen close.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The real Three Stooges.
That's it.
All here at the table today.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Pearl.
Hey,
Pearl,
we didn't blow anything up.
We didn't blow anything up.
We sure didn't. All right,
thanks
last time.
Much.
Thanks for having me.
And people will be seeing you Saturday, 10 o'clock at the Hughes, free candidates forum. Make sure you go. Submit your questions to info@BransonU.org, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
And if you notice, I waited till we were out of time because I wasn't going to say anything about COVID. I just drop it and move on. It's good morning, Ozarks.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Pearl.